So the general view of Western science and most Western people is today that brain produces mind, and when brain is gone, mind is gone, and that was it, right? But recently, scientists have found some things that fit better with the religious views around the world, and especially the Buddhist view. They discovered that people have exactly the same experience when they are clinically dead, whether they are the kind of clinical death which is called flatline, when there's no brain activity, or whether the brain keeps producing electric output. And this means that there is a function there which is really not compatible with the ordinary idea that the brain produces mind. These functions, this function of experience which people have when they are called back again from a period of being clinically dead, you know, this proves that this has nothing to do with the brain. It's something away from the brain. Also, the character changes that very often happen when people get a new heart from somebody, that they get a lot of their character qualities and so on also. And this is something, you know, you can really see, and which has clearly been proven and put out on a scientific basis by the book The Heart's Code, Codex des Herzens in Germany, which is read quite often and which is very impressive. So if we look at this, we see that it's more reasonable to think that the brain is the radio than that it is the radio station. That the brain receives a stream of impressions which have been in countless former lives and bodies and situations, and that right now it's working through them, and that at a certain time when this body-brain, you know, mind-body, junction, we can call ourselves now, you know, when they fall apart, that when the body falls away, the mind will just keep moving on into future lives and so on. And Buddha says that this happens until we notice the mirror behind the pictures, the ocean underneath the waves, that which is conscious beyond all the objects of consciousness that come and go the whole time. And this is, and once this has happened, you know, we have liberation. And if also we remove all the stiff ideas, we actually have enlightenment. And one thing we also have to understand is that one aspect of mind, the real aspect of mind, is like space. It has no form, color, smell, size, and so on. And this is not reborn in any way. It's timeless. It contains all times and places. What is being reborn is a stream of experiences, physical, mental experiences moving through mind, which actually are kept together by the illusion of a me or a self. I'm experiencing this and so on. I mean, in ordinary beings, that's the case. In beings who have decided to work for the benefit of others, so-called incarnates or consciously incarnate beings, it is not belief in a me or a self that holds this stream together. It's the wish to be useful. It's the wish to be useful on a relative level and take new bodies wherever it's possible in order to benefit others and do something good for them. So that is generally, you know, what we should try to know about brain and awareness, and I think we should all be happy about something like that. The idea that all the experience, all the power, everything we build up in this life, that it's gone just because we reach a certain age, you know, or have an accident or something like that, is actually not so nice, right? While the other idea, you know, that looks like a fact very much today, that the mind transforms but doesn't produce mind, and that mind keeps moving until it recognizes itself in its timeless essence. This is good news for all of us.
Lama Oli Naidal has founded over 560 Diamond Way Karmakaju centers around the world. These centers are operated on the basis of friendship and idealism, dedicated to making the crown jewel of the Buddhist teachings available to modern society. For more information, or to find a center near you, visit www.diamondway.org.